Support for WILL comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks by developing dynamic strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information is at stuart-peterson.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Crude oil futures fell to around $64 a barrel today, and it touched a five-week low, pressured by doubts over the prospects for a recovery in the global economy and energy demand. Oil fell even after militants attacked oil installations in major African exporter Nigeria. Investors will focus later this week on a meeting of the Group of Eight Industrial Nations that happening on July 8th through July 10th. World Bank President Robert Zoellick says that the G8 should not presume a global economic recovery is near. In a research note, Societe Generale said the correction in oil prices, which surged 42% in the last quarter, was long anticipated. It predicted oil prices would continue falling and average prices will be around $60 a barrel in July. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 82.71 is down 9.68 points. The NASDAQ at 17.93 is down 3.44. And the S&P 500 at 8.94 is down 1.70 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, with the acreage report behind us, what goes on now is in the hands of Mother Nature.
And, Dave, it's been a little bit over a week since I was here, but not a whole lot has changed. We still have unseasonably cool conditions that are wrapping around a low-pressure area that's been hasn't been there the entire season, but much of the growing season across the eastern Great Lakes and in through New England and, well, affecting the eastern portion of the corn and soybean belt. That's keeping things a little bit cooler than average. As far as precipitation, we've had decent amounts of rain for most of the Midwest. The driest areas across the region have been generally in the areas to the south over the last 30 days. Departure from normal as far as precipitation. Northern sections have seen a little bit less than average precipitation. The wettest areas have been along the Mississippi River from southeastern Iowa in through the Illinois River Valley, and then picking up a little bit more in the Ohio River Valley across southern Indiana. But then you get into the eastern portion of Ohio and in through Michigan, and less than average precipitation has fallen there. And it's also been, for the most part, dry across the Plain States, although they have had some very heavy rain across some areas recently. And it looks like the trend for the week will keep most of the precipitation along a boundary across the southern states from the eastern Plain States in through the southeastern and delta states. A little wetter than average there. A little shower activity wrapping again around that low pressure setting up in the St. Lawrence River Valley. Well, that'll bring some scattered showers to the central and eastern Dakotas. A good portion of Minnesota will see some rain, and that will generally start out the week in northern Illinois, trying to trend towards central and southern sections as we get in towards the second half of the week. Conditions will be quite good for many areas as the soaking rain in the southwestern Corn Belt into central and southern Indiana over the holiday weekend will, again, fade a little bit further to the south. Most locations will see warm conditions. In fact, I was looking at the growing degree days accumulated. And again, that trend with the cooler weather in the eastern Corn Belt through the Great Lakes and, well, the western stretches of the Great Lakes areas and through the northern extreme of the corn-soybean belt, a little bit below average on the number of growing degree days accumulated so far for the season. Areas to the south of there across the heart of the corn and soybean belt. After that cool start, we have pulled a little bit closer to average, but still conditions a little bit behind. Soil moisture levels high enough to support any dry weather that moves into most of the area. The exception would be the upper Midwest, and again, that's not a major growing area. Portions of eastern Nebraska that did miss out on the rain over the weekend could possibly see some crop stress evolve over the next couple weeks, but not likely to receive much significant rain during the next 2 weeks. Region is not really representative of a corn belt as a whole, but however, crop development will occur favorably elsewhere. So generally, Mother Nature will provide decent conditions, if not a little bit cooler than average across the less than heart of the corn and soybean belt to the north, and a little bit warmer than average conditions expected across the south and in through the west. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 544 and a quarter, down a half. Last trade down 4 3/4. September, 564, down a quarter. Last trade down 5 1/4. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 499, down 1 1/4. Last trade down 5 3/4. September, 529 1/4, up a quarter. Last trade down 5. December, 553 3/4, down 1 1/4. Last trade down 6 1/4. July corn opened at 344 1/4, down 1 1/2. Last trade down 6. September, 342, down 3 3/4. Last trade down 9 1/4. December, 352 3/4, down 4 3/4. Last trade down 10. July beans opened at 12.39, down 4. Last trade down 30 1/4. August, 11.45, down 9. Last trade down 26 1/2. November, 9.94 1/2, down 11 1/2. Last trade down 32. July soybean meal opened at 411.50, down up 30. Last trade down 570. July soybean oil opened at 34.78, down 40. Last trade down 73. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Corn took some technical damage overnight, actually gapped in trade overnight. You don't see gaps usually on the combination consolidated charts, but we have that now. And I have to wonder, are we looking at the January 07 340 level in the December?
Oh, you're probably looking that way right now. I mean, at this point, one has to feel with crop conditions as good as they are, as your weather forecast was just showing, there's really, other than clear down in the south, there's no real issues with this crop out here. You've got corn that's entering the pollination phase in a lot of areas. I actually was surprised on my way south over the weekend how much corn was tasseled out. It was still a small percentage, but it was higher than what I anticipated at all. I thought as late as we got planted, we'd be slower to get going. You know, we're going to enter into this thing and look pretty daggone good, and some of these traders are going to start talking about the possibility of record crops out here. And that's going to be a certain concern to this. We're going to overdo it to the downside, as we always do, but certainly that 49 1/4 low in January in the December corn is very, or December is when we hit that low, is a very strong possibility, I would think, Dave.
And it doesn't look like the outside markets is going to provide as much support in the third quarter.
Boy, not this far. Right now you're starting to sense that people are beginning to edge forward and say, maybe this recession isn't quite over. And you're starting to see some concerns globally about the equities markets, and they're all starting to turn a little bit further south. And then you throw in support from China's finance minister indicating that the dollar is going to remain the global reserve currency for the foreseeable future. And all of a sudden, you've got that hitting against us too, Dave. So certainly everything looks weak today.
So if you have outside markets not providing support in the third quarter, and you have excellent growing conditions with a big yield potential and big acres for corn, is $3 December corn in the cards?
It's certainly possible at this point. I would not rule that out. You got to keep in mind that our record yield was 160.4 back in 2004, and right now I think you'll hear people talking about that possibility. Plus, throw in that this is our second highest plantings ever, too.
All right, let's go ahead and get your prices then for today for the open, please.
The openings are going to come pretty much in line with where the overnight was. You're going to be down 7 to 10 cents in corn. Beans are probably going to be down roughly 30 cents as we get started. Wheat's going to be down as we get going here, probably in that 5 to 10 type range, someplace in that area. Wheat's going to have to try and find demand out here, and so far it's not doing it. Our demand has been very lackluster on the wheat. So I think everything opens weak and then probably tries to bounce just a little bit, but I think it'll be unable to sustain it unless we can get these outside markets to make a dramatic turn on the day.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web 24/7 at willag.org.